I'm furious.
Thank you for calling 101. We're connecting you to Metropolitan Police. If you require an alternative force, press hash. You can get help from 101 online. If you would like to receive a link in a text, press 1. Otherwise, please continue to hold and we'll connect you to the 101 phone service.
Thank you for calling the Metropolitan Police 101 service. If you wish to report a crime that is happening now, or someone is injured and in need of urgent medical attention, or in immediate danger, please hang up and dial 999 now. You can report a non-emergency crime via our website at www.met.police.uk. That's met.police.uk. For custody-related inquiries, please press 1. To report a new crime or antisocial behaviour, press 2. To provide or receive an update on an existing crime report, press 3. For road traffic incidents, press 4. To contact an officer or individual.
To provide or request an update on a crime which...
Hello, madam. I just had two police officers attend my premises, and I phoned up 101 yourselves earlier when I spoke to a gentleman, and he explained to me, I asked him to do a check because I got told yesterday police attended this address as well. He told me no police attended this address yesterday, but two police have attended my address today, just now, and they've covered their finger over the finger hole, so my spiral, so I can't see who they are, and I've literally had to hide in my house, actually, like who the heck is this? Is someone trying to rob me and the rest of it? They're banging all on my door and the rest of it, like someone's just been murdered or something. They're opening my letterbox and looking through my letterbox and looking into my house and being invasive into my own home and the rest of it. I've had to hide in the corner watching what they're doing, and then eventually, like again, it's the police eventually after ages, and I've had to like say to them like, you're not in trouble, you're not in trouble, so I still stay quiet, like, you know, like what you're not in trouble means to police, and but I've not done nothing wrong. I've never left my home and I'm making a claim against the police, and these two police officers, I've had to reveal myself, like, hang on, what the heck, they've gone out to their car and left my premises, so I've gone out to the front of my block and I've gone, as they're getting in the car, I said to them, like, what the heck are you, why are you here, sort of thing, like, they're like, we just want to... They've told me that because I've done something to my neighbours or something, that the police have allowed another neighbour to make up and make a fabricated story about me the other day over Christmas, because I was laying in my bed at, late at night, and I was with a partner and we had no tea or nothing, and this gentleman's drunk upstairs, we don't drink, he started banging all at us and the rest of it, and then basically, I don't know, somewhere down the line he's called the police on us. And the police had come, and the police see that I was sober and in my bed stuff and all that, and I wasn't doing nothing wrong, and I was with my witness, and he's gone up, seen the other bloke, knows that the other bloke's drunk, he said if he had a problem, he'd come back down and speak, he never come and spoke to me, he said it was alright. Now these two coppers have been given the paperwork to this case, and now they're supposed to be coming to me, saying that they know that they're not going to nick me, and that there's no evidence, but they're going to do this. But the worst thing is, because I've explained to them that I'm making a claim against the police, and where to find the evidence, and what these neighbours have really done to me, and how the police and everyone done certain things to avoid the truths of what really happened and that, and I've told them to go to horrificcorruption.com and they can see all the evidence and what I'm doing and making the claim now, that they've started saying to me, oh no, that they're gonna, am I alright, do I need mental health services, and trying to, like, I can see exactly the same as what the other police officers that I'm suing right now done to me, and these police officers doing exactly the same, like the force hasn't changed, that this is alright behaviour of the Metropolitan Police, and acceptable standards, it isn't, and these police officers shouldn't be doing this. And he's telling me now he's going to go and make some Rio notes on the computer, 109 Bancroft Avenue. He's going to go and make some, add Rio notes that I need mental support and all the rest of it. Like, I've just had mental support.
Listen.
Go on, sorry,
go on. From what I can see, officers have, no one's been to your address.
That's what you can see. Oh, Okay, well, I appreciate it. Is there any way that I can take a crisp for this now? Just so that I can know that I can guarantee myself. But they are two police officers, definitely. They're in a police car right at the front, but it's not a silver one. I think they're from the patrol centre, the police patrol centre. They weren't proper marked.
That isn't a thing.
Pardon?
That isn't a thing in the police.
That is, what do you mean isn't a thing?
We don't have something called the patrol centre.
And from the police patrol, they've got a police patrol centre on Southbury Road, where the patrol police come out on Southbury Road and off the Great Cambridge. This is part of my claim as well. Yeah. So that patrol centre, police officers were on duty and they've made up fake allegations and made calls to 999 themselves and said that they see me. But yeah, from over there, they wear the blue uniforms, so they're just standard, like, but normal, like, they're not like in the black
room. Right. From what I can see, no one's been to your address, alright? And if it keeps happening,
yeah,
I would go down to the police station because they would be able to run more checks than I can see my system.
Yeah, that's perfect. Right? Okay, well, I appreciate your time. Can I take a Chris and CAD number for this call, please?
I'll send it to you in a text.
Oh, thank you, I appreciate that. Thank you, bye.
Alright, can I just take your name for the call?
Simon Cordell, Cordell.
Alright, thanks, Simon. I'll get that sent over to you, okay?
Alright, thank you.
Alright, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.